Statue of Sappho, Lesbos. I've given some thought to the way wind brushes sleep from her eyes, as when I dreamt my love and brushed away the world. Yet tears have long since collected in sterile pools at the base of her statue, and morning rain stepping out into cool air form little imperfections dampening her marble temples. Not one word more will pass by the sliver of her eye, and language, once a fruit shaken down bough by bough, lies untouched in her basket. I return to common melody between seasons, the vibrant red leaf tint, the veins papyrus crinkle in a map of touch, lilt of strange dispersal, oceanic thought and waning moon above these folds, stone-flowing clamis and cradled lyre. What can I say to the inventiveness of wind and sea they slowly earn?